Welcome back to the Roundtable on WAMC, 12 minutes after 9 o'clock. It's our Roundtable panel. Joining us today, a lovable band of misfits, WAMC's Alan Shartok, Associate Editor of the Times Union, Mike Spain, and political consultant Libby Post. You can join the conversation by emailing us roundtable@wamc.org. roundtable@wamc.org, or you can go to our webpage, wamc.org/roundtable. Today's post is 5:27:15 panel. That's today's panel, and there's a spot to comment there. You know you're off to a flying start when you come in and do the billboard at 9 o'clock, the 1 minute,
The
microphone falls off.
Oops.
Ooh. Yeah, I caught it and held it, and
you need to talk to management.
Well, what happens is some people like to face the control room when they speak.
Yeah, yeah.
And so they'll turn the
I'm
thing
that way.
And they'll you're one of them. And you loosen the microphone.
No, I don't.
Not you, but those who do. Perhaps not you.
Sometimes inadvertently the microphone becomes loose.
You're right. And then you come back to a more normal sitting position and the microphone falls off.
So, now, aren't you slated to replace this studio and all its equipment?
That's what I hear, but I don't know for sure.
It was after the last fund drive I thought we were going to do that.
Well, is that true,
Where
Alan?
Will you get the money to do it?
Well,
it's in the lockbox.
Now everybody's making cracks about the lockbox. Fine.
No, what happens is that we're engaged in it. It's about to happen as we speak. The problem now is that all of the equipment has not yet been delivered.
Ah, I see.
So, as you know, we're dealing, and part of the job that nobody sees that I do, is to deal with some of the people who are a little recalcitrant to put the cash where it needs to be, who we have already given the cash to. Do you know what I mean?
I thought you were the one who made those decisions.
No, I am the one who's made the decisions. We gave the guy the money.
We want to just sort of
just in any event, soon to be replaced.
Exactly.
Right. We're well on the way. The engineers are here. They're rewiring. They're doing all this
stuff.
Oh, great.
Okay. But there again.
Hopefully the microphone in the new studio will be more resilient.
Ah, indeed. And thank you for attempting to lead us to the fact that the fund drive starts on Monday.
He always does that.
Yes.
That's the
no
great
problem.
Thing about about being the associate editor. that, you know, no matter how we weave our way into all of this, he always asks one of those. He's a sweet man. He always gives us
a leading question.
He always gives us a question that basically says, okay, enough of this, but without being mean about
it.
He doesn't do it the you way.
Excuse me?
He doesn't do it the way you would do it. He doesn't do it the way Libby would do it.
Exactly.
He just does it nicely.
Well, he's a nice journalist, an oxymoron, but still it's true.
No, and a sober journalist, which is also an oxymoron. No, I'm kidding.
So you're just sitting there with this thing in your hand. How did you get back?
I reconnected it. Let's just leave it there.
Let's not go there.
You need a consultant.
So anyway, the fund drive starts Monday, 6 a.m. Alan will be in the chair, and he will talk
Where
to
will
you.
Will you be?
I will be across from you, drinking coffee and eating donuts, as I'm wont to do. We have the lockbox, and it's going well, but we only have about 5 or 6 days left, and
it's not good. I'm scared. Look, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm scared. We need $375.
Yeah.
We've raised an amazing amount of money, which we thank all the people who have done that. $307,007. That's what we've raised as of this morning.
$307,007.
Cool. That's what we've raised.
Yeah.
I don't know where the $7 comes from, but it came from somewhere. So now, whatever we have, and anything counts. It's all good. You put $7 in, we just think it's wonderful. But we now need, about $70,000,
$60-something thousand.
$60-something thousand.
And then what happens if we reach that before the fund drive?
We get there you go. We get $17,500, $10,000 from First Niagara, $7,500. Yeah. Thank you, Libby.
Mm-hmm.
You're paying attention. That's mm-hmm. good. $7,500 we get from First Niagara. And then Mr. Big, as always, we love him very much, gives us $10,000 if we can do this.
So these are incentives to reach it, and then everything counts at minute one of the fund drive on Monday morning.
But I want to say this to you. None of that. Not the beautiful ceramic mug.
It's stainless steel.
Stainless steel, but it looks
water
ceramic.
Bottle.
The water
right.
bottle, you know, that thing. no matter, it's not about that. It's about keeping the radio station going. I see you on the streets. You tell me how much you love the radio station. You do again and again and again, and I'm extraordinarily grateful. But I have to say, that's the reason to do it.
Yeah. And Megan Finnegan, who is in charge of these things and keeps track of these things, will be joining us later in the hour, and we'll get an update as to where we are. If you want to kick
I know where we are. I just told you where we are.
Okay, but we might be in a different spot later on.
Maybe, but
and then we bring
not.
In a perky voice to talk about it.
We can't depend on anybody else to do it for us. We've got to walk that lonesome valley. We've got to walk it for ourselves. Nobody else is going to walk that valley.
No, you got to walk it
for ourselves.
WAMC.org is the website.
Do you want to say something, Mike?
Oh, no. I like it when you do all the talking.
Yeah. Okay.
And but if you want to go kick into the lockbox right now, it's WAMC.org. Click pledge now, and it's the roundtable panel. Enough of that for the time being. So, didn't put this on the original list of topics last night when I sent the suggestion.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
you thought you'd kick it out there, though.
Yeah, I'm going to kick it out now. FIFA spokesman Walter D. Gregorio says FIFA president Sepp Blatter is calm after the arrest of 7 soccer officials in Zurich by Swiss authorities. U.S. officials issued a warrant for the arrests of 9 FIFA officials, and Swiss authorities arrested 7 of them early Wednesday in Zurich, where hundreds of soccer officials have gathered for the World Soccer Body's annual Congress. Blatter was not arrested.
B-L-A-T-T-E-R?
Correct.
Yes.
And is running for a 5th term as president on Friday. U.S. authorities say 2 current FIFA vice presidents are among
those... I knew nothing.
Among those 7
and
arrested.
And we know nothing about this either.
I knew nothing.
Well, U.S. Attorney General Loretta E. Lynch said in a statement that the indictment alleges corruption that is rampant, systemic, and deep-rooted both abroad and here in the United States. FIFA awarded the World Cup for 2018 and 2022. And
to Russia and to Qatar.
Right. And there were some financial... apparently, there's a lot of money changing hands. And
they say they were, well, according to the allegations, the price of your vote to have the World Cup in your country was about $1.5 million for each bribe. And that is allegedly what these people took. And Qatar, interestingly enough, which I think is the one in 2022, the World Cup is supposed to be there. It's like 120 degrees, and it's going to be there in the summer.
Yeah.
You know, so that was dubious. And you know, Great Britain, the UK, has where soccer began, hasn't had the World Cups, I think, since the 1960s. And they were somewhat miffed because they've made unsuccessful bids over the years. But apparently, it would seem, haven't provided the grease that's necessary to get it.
Now,
to
they
their
call
country.
This soccer is football, right?
Football.
F-U-T-B-O-L.
FIFA. The F in FIFA must refer to
sure
football.
Because there may be some people who are confused.
The Football International Federation Association, something
sounds
like
right.
That.
Sounds right to
right.
me.
I love, first of all, it was Loretta Lynch, not Loretta Lynn.
Did I say Loretta
yes,
Lynn?
Yes, you did, Jim.
Ah, country
I beg your
star.
Pardon.
Well, I never promised
you were in the Rose Garden.
Yeah. Country star,
what I loved. What I loved was... the guy from...
sister of Crystal Gale.
Right. The guy from Paraguay, Nicholas Leos, didn't want money. He wanted a knighthood. That was his bribe.
Hey, everybody's got their thing.
I know. Everybody's got their price.
I just like to check in here and say that, as you all know, I get up at very early in the morning. I'm in the car by 3 o'clock. I always listen to the beep.
Yeah.
You know, on the way over here. Sometimes it is as boring as sin. Sometimes it's really interesting. This morning, the number one story was football.
Yeah.
But the number two story was that a group of scientists has now experimented on and proven that you can tailor make simplex virus herpes.
Oh.
And you can inject it into a tumor of skin cancer, multiple melanoma,
and
you can, in some cases, either retard it or get rid of it altogether.
Darned.
I'll be darned. Now, let me ask you all a question. Which is more important? Which is more important, the stupid football story or the multiple melanoma?
It's just that there's more money in the football story than there is in the research for the melanoma, and that's where the crime is.
I don't care, because I'm telling you what's going to end up happening here. This scientist that they had on the beeve this morning is talking about how there is no reason that what now works on multiple melanoma mm-hmm. isn't going to work on every prostate and everything else in your
body. So you're saying a cure for cancer.
That's right.
Might be more important than a scandal in football.
Yeah.
It just might be.
That's all I have to say on that.
I think that's a commentary that would win a lot of applause.
Yes.
Nonetheless, it's a sensational story that this this corruption has continued in the world's biggest sport.
And this has been a running gag for years. I remember a Simpsons episode several years ago where they
quoting right from the source.
It was all about the corrupt FIFA.
The Simpsons reflect reality.
Yeah, I guess so.
Art imitates life on The Simpsons. Yeah, no, it certainly does show that this is embedded corruption, and it's not the first time. Loretta Lynch, the U.S.
I
Attorney
never
General,
made it blue eyes, brown eyes, blue.
That's yes, Kristen Gale. Loretta Lynch was actually, when she was the U.S. Attorney in Southern New York, out of Brooklyn, had already been involved in this investigation, and it continued when
she... It was her investigation. Big stuff.
Yeah.
And now, the reason that it is a U.S. investigation is that they put money in U.S.
banks
in order to get the bribes, apparently, allegedly. Mm-hmm. I say allegedly.
To launder the money.
Well, we'll know much more in about an hour. I believe there will be a press conference at about 10:30.
The Justice Department.
Yes, and so
FBI
we will find out much more about this. But it's good to know that, by comparison, Deflategate is rather minuscule.
Well, that's what
Which
happens
Deflategate?
When you deflate.
Involving the New England Patriots.
Yeah. Football. The other football.
But the story is
American football.
There's a little joke there. You had to search for it.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
But, you know, Alan, you're so right. I mean, a story about a possible enormous progress in finding a cure for cancer is much more significant. But the sensational stories do get our attention. Mm-hmm. And the tabloid-type stories are just... It's what people navigate to. It's sort of the nature of the beast, I guess.
But, I mean, people care about it. I couldn't care less about soccer, but billions of people care about it. So,
well, are they going to care more?
Outside of the United States.
But, yeah, but what the point is, the BBC covering that top story, it's a huge story.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I don't happen to agree with that.
Really?
Well, because think about all the people whose lives are going to be saved, potentially, by this thing. That's the lead story, not because more people will listen to it or watch it, but because it's more important, don't you see?
It's getting back to the Edward R. Murrow School of Journalism.
Yeah.
Report what's important, not
don't
what's
you
sensational.
See?
Yeah. The email address is roundtable@wamc.org, roundtable@wamc.org. If you see what Alan is saying... please
let us know.
Email us and let us know. Give him some validation, and we'll take a short break.
Or not.
Support for WAMC comes from Union Institute and Universities, offering online master's in organizational leadership, myunion.edu for fall 2015 applications. Charles Padula, DDS, Union Avenue, Schenectady, a dental practice with private parking located across the street from Union College, paduladds.com. Spirit House, Amherst, Massachusetts, a family-owned wine, beer, and spirits retailer offering organically farmed wines from around the world, wine tastings Saturday afternoons, spirithaus.com. And the Whistling Kettle Tea Room, tea shops and cafes in Boston Spa and downtown Troy, New York. Over 170 loose-leaf teas from around the world, in-store and online, thewhistlingkettle.com.
The Roundtable Panel. It's 9:25. It's a Wednesday morning. Ray Graff in for Joe Donahue, Alan Chartok, Mike Spain, and Libby Post, and you at home. The email address is roundtable@wamc.org. Alan, any mail today?
We got a very important letter correcting me, as usual. And it's from Janice, who says, didn't you mean multiple myeloma? Not melanoma.
Okay.
Myeloma. That's right. She's right. I'm quite sure she's right. That's great. And Don, our old friend Don, professor, you know, said, I am shocked. What next? Corruption in state government?
Ha-ha! Sounds like a good
We're
segue.
We're not quite sure yet.
Oh, boy. I think that's it,
my friend. That's all we got, huh? Not too many people interested in FIFA. All right.
Speaking of state government, Ray, I could segue into.
Go ahead.
The,
you have 3 minutes. Mike, what's new
I'll
with
make
the
it
TU?
Really quick. The Attorney General of New York State, Eric Schneiderman, today has an opinion piece in the Times Union where he outlines a bill he is introducing to the state legislature that he's calling the End Corruption in New York Now or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, it would essentially give him the authority to investigate corruption in the legislature. He doesn't have that unless he's invited in to
do
it. Yeah,
that's going to happen.
Yeah,
yeah.
Right.
You know, right.
These two guys don't like each other that much, apparently.
All three of them. Yeah. I mean, I think Schneiderman and DiNapoli like each other, but...
Yeah, no, that's true.
Well
the, common enemy is the
Attorney General Schneiderman says that, and he's also pushing for reforms that include making a full-time legislature and limiting how much money people can accept in lobbying funds and... for a new effort to have publicly financed elections. It's all a great idea. He's really frustrated because when the legislative leaders...
he says he's really frustrated.
Well, he says he's really frustrated. Yes, Alan, he says he's really frustrated.
That's an important distinction.
Yes.
Look, there's a political opportunity here.
Right.
Clearly, he and the Gov are at war on many different levels. This shows up the governor because the governor said he was going to stop corruption, right? And he didn't. And now Schneiderman, who is sitting in the catbird seat, ready to be governor, getting ready. And just in case, Andrew decides not to run another time. And I'm sure there's black smoke coming out of the chimney in down there in Westchester.
Right. Well, and make a long story short, he essentially was he says that he is frustrated that on May 13th, when the new legislative leaders in both the Assembly and the Senate met with the governor, none of them talked about major reforms. He says there's 3 weeks left in the legislature session, and he urges them to do it. He has no leverage, and nothing will happen.
Well, you know, I have a question about this whole thing and the whole process, but we'll have to take a break, and then we'll pick this up briefly on the other side of a brief BBC News, which may or may not have some information
about FIFA.
Listen
to what they lead with. Listen to what they're going to lead with FIFA.
All right, and well, they should.
Myeloma
today
will come way down on the list.
The email address is roundtable@wamc.org. We'll take a short break. We'll be back. Howdy do. It's the roundtable panel. It's 9:34 on a Wednesday morning. Ray Graff in for Joe Donahue with Libby Post, Mike Spain, and Alan Shartok. And before we went to the breaking news about FIFA from the BBC, we were talking about an item in the Times Union today where Eric Schneiderman is now introducing an anti-corruption measure. And my question for our political scientist.
Sure.
And also our associate editor, who has been following this thing for a long time.
Keep us on track.
And okay. What am I, chopped liver?
Well, you may opine as well.
But so, you're a part-time lobbyist, so
political
you're not allowed
consultant
to talk about this.
My question was, you know, it's apparent over the last couple of decades that the Attorney General is sort of a stepping stone spot for those who perhaps have some political ambition.
Correct. You are correct.
My question for you, Alan, is how common is it for an Attorney General...
Yeah.
To submit legislation?
No, you can do it. You're exactly right. Traditionally, governors submit legislation and attorney generals submit legislation, but it has to go through the legislature. There are states, let me just say, where by right the executive officials are allowed to introduce legislation. I believe, although I'm probably wrong as usual, that what happens here is you got to get somebody to carry the bill for you.
You do.
Yeah. The comptroller, Tom DiNapoli, just announced last week that he was introducing a bill that would require the state to better manage the dollar checkoffs or on your tax return. A lot of that money gets unspent or it doesn't go where it's supposed to.
Right.
So in the executive branch, there, you know, in these independent branches of government, outside the legislature, they can recommend it. It's essentially recommending it. If no one picks up the torch and runs with it, it will go nowhere.
Let me just say, in the French, I'm wearing a tie today. It's the Eiffel Tower. You see it? You could watch it if you're watching.
It's very sort of
Eiffel Tower.
Impressionistic? No.
Yeah, it was about the Eiffel Tower. But in the French, it's you pronounce it garbage because it's garbage. It's all garbage. The legislature, as soon as this guy Flanagan gets into office, the first thing he says is, we're done with ethics reform for this year. We're done. And then secondly, where there is a will, there is a way. If you think by making them full time and prohibiting them to do anything on the outside that you're done with it, forget it. We have two guys under indictment right now who are indicted for their son doing things for their sons. There's always a will. There's always a way to do it. It's endemic to all mankind.
Well, the bill is called End New York Corruption, the End New York Corruption Now Act, and it's we'll see if anyone picks it up and carries it. As I said before,
oh, somebody will carry.
Unfortunately, the Attorney General has very little leverage to force this.
Well,
true. Well, you'll have some Democrat in the Senate pick it up, and it'll
go nowhere.
Presumably, the Attorney General knows he doesn't have much leverage. So, how much of this is actually
the bully pulpit?
This
He's
is right.
doing it by going public and talking about the embedded. Corruption in New York State.
Somebody needs to do it. Somebody needs to be proactive, and he's being proactive as far as he can, as far as he can be. You know, unfortunately, the End New York Corruption Now Act is not pithy. It doesn't have a good acronym.
It's not what I'm talking.
Right. It's not like
pithy.
The SAFE Act. It's not pithy. It's not the SAFE Act. It's not something that people will. It doesn't trip lightly off the tongue.
No.
ENYCNA.
Right. You know. So this is really about him taking a stand and setting himself up. And somebody has to talk about corruption. You know, we talked about
Everybody
FIFA.
Talks about corruption.
No, I know, but we talked about FIFA. We talked about this. It's all about money. It's all about power. It's all about corruption. It just, it doesn't matter what realm you're in. When there's money and power, you end up having a little bit of corruption.
But at the end of the day,
mm-hmm.
do enough voters actually give a rat's behind about this?
Well, supposedly in the polling that came out yesterday from Siena, they did. They
it's
do. They see it as an issue.
Make some traction.
Right.
As an issue.
Yeah. And I'm congratulations, Mike and Rex and all the people at the Times Union, George, all the people who run the Times Union. Here's why. Because you got this very exclusive op-ed piece and the New York Times didn't.
Well, many of these concepts are already laid out by Schneiderman back in March
when he gave
a speech
true.
About it. So it's
true.
But he's continuing to use the bully pulpit. I mean, what else can you do? You can shame people into acting sometimes, and that's what he must
I guess
be
my question was, cynically, yes. how much is actually attempting to make a change and how much is saying, look, I'm attempting to make a change. Remember this.
Oh, sure. Is it self-serving to someone who has political ambitions? Alan, you're exactly right. And you make that good point, Ray. But somebody's got to
say it.
If you don't keep talking about it, people are going to forget about it and it won't show up in the polls. And when politicians see it showing up as an issue in the polls, maybe perhaps they'll start to
behave.
Well, George writes, if the cancer study holds up to peer review, and if it turns out that it actually works on other cancers, then it will be the biggest story in the world. Right now, the arrest of the governing body, the largest sports organization on the planet, is pretty important. Well,
agreed.
It's important. The question is it the most important question? You know?
You got to know your audience.
We'll see.
And in Britain,
you see, this is public radio. We don't do it that way.
But we carry the BBC.
Yes, we don't do it that way here in public radio. We should be doing what's most important. And, you know, the devil take the hindmost.
Next.
All right. The devil take the hindmost. It's now the Algonquin Roundtable. Amazing. Independent Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont is vowing to start a political revolution as it begins his challenge to Hillary Rodham Clinton for the Democratic presidential nomination. Sanders kicked off his campaign yesterday. In a fundraising email, he says he'll address core economic issues, massive student debt, and the role of big money in politics. He's pushing against what he calls the billionaire class that he says is trying to buy the election. Sanders is a self-described democratic socialist, and he's looking for that grassroots fire. Alan, deal or no deal?
Well, no. I mean, he's doing an important thing. What he's doing is giving people who are of his mindset a chance to vote for him and a chance to change the way in which we're going to view this election. I know that Bernie Sanders will get a lot of votes. He'll get a lot of votes for people who really consider themselves to be for more egalitarian, approach to government and to the way we treat others. And so I know him. I've interviewed him hundreds of times over the years, and I think he's terrific. I don't think that he'll do that well in the southern states, and I don't think he's going to do that well in the breadbasket states in the Midwest. Nevertheless, he's fooled a lot of people over the years. You know, he did very, very well He got to be a councilman. He took him a couple of times, a mayor. Then he got to be a congressman. Then
in Vermont.
In Vermont. Then he got to be a senator and with a Brooklyn accent. You know, so it's terrific that this guy has. And people, somebody called in yesterday and said on Vox Pop and said, how do we know he won't change like the rest of them? Not Bernie.
At this point, I think you can be pretty sure he's true to his.
That ain't going to happen. But I have another theory, and that is people are so sick of the same old, that sometimes they'll reach for somebody who is different and who promises that he can really make a difference. Ronald Reagan was a good example of that. Right?
Howard Dean, for his short term, was a decent example of that, too, because he sort of revolutionized
Good
campaigning.
A good scream in the night.
Mm-hmm. It certainly was.
So I think Bernie's going to do rather well. You know, if Elizabeth Warren had run, she would have gotten a lot of votes, and she might have even won. The problem was that she couldn't win the election.
Right.
And she knew it.
And neither can Bernie.
Yeah.
Well, what will be interesting is if he's able to get enough support and do moderately well in New Hampshire, the neighboring state, and then force a debate, mm-hmm. or at least if it isn't actually a debate, it'll amount to a debate in the press and in the public of his policies and his criticisms of Hillary, and she'll have to respond to it. It will pull her more.
Exactly.
To the moderate, which is where she wants to go,
ultimately, if she thinks that she is going to win the primary, where, as Alan has often made the case, you have to steer further to the left or right, depending on what party you're in. But if she knows that ultimately she will have to appear at least more moderate and more centrist, then this helps her, right?
Good. You never know how this stuff is going to play out. It depends on who her opponent in the general election is going to be. Her big problem is Jeb Bush. I'm telling you that right now.
I don't know about that.
I don't care.
Okay.
But I'm telling you now that her big problem is Jeb Bush. And I think that's what this election is going to come down to. Hillary versus Jeb. And then people are going to have to make up their mind which dynasty they want.
Oh, hold the phone there, Jeb Puss, because New York Governor George Pataki will officially launch his bid for president tomorrow.
Yeah, right.
He told the New York Post this week it'll be a very stiff climb up a very steep mountain, but that hasn't stopped me in the past.
He's a humble man.
Yes. But unlike Bernie Sanders, George Pataki is running for vice president. I don't think Bernie Sanders is
Are you sure?
in vice president.
Are you sure that Bernie wouldn't be a vice presidential candidate at some point?
To Hillary Clinton?
No.
Probably not.
No.
She needs to look for someone from the Southwest or something.
I think it is possible George is running for vice president.
Yes.
But it is possible that in that mind, he thinks he was governor of New York three times, and that if lightning just strikes again, he can be president.
Well, he's comparing himself to Teddy Roosevelt, a former
which
New York
found
Republican
amusing.
Governor.
Time to start
president.
Growing a mustache.
In fairness, New Hampshire, is still the first primary?
Well, the primary, yes. There's caucuses.
And then there's Iowa, all that stuff out there. I still don't know how they do that.
But in fairness, New Hampshire generally votes sort of moderate Republican.
Mm-hmm.
So that's George.
If he does well in New Hampshire, that will carry him. He'll certainly have some prominence. It'll probably generate some more money to his PAC that is financing this presidential bid. But I agree with Libby, and Alan has said this before, that this positions him to be a broker and maybe lets him on the ticket or gets him a really good job in the cabinet of whoever it is that he is lucky enough to
He's definitely not one of the guys who have come out of the GOP clown car in the last few months. You know, he's not a Marco Rubio. He's not a Scott Walker. He's not, you know, some of the Rick Santorum, who's going to be announcing this week or today. He's certainly not this ultra right wing ideologue. and so I do think he can provide some balance to a ticket and will be able to bring some of those middle of the line Republicans who would like there to be some rational thought in the party back into the fold, and instead of not voting at all because they can't deal with it.
Well, maybe. So I have a sinking, as you say, all those precious and important words. I have a sinking feeling in my stomach.
That.
You may be right.
Yeah,
you know, with everyone polling like in the single digits, anything can happen.
Yeah, it ain't going to be joy. Right. What's today's date? What is today's
today
date?
Today is the 27th of May.
Write this down.
All right, sir.
On the 27th of April, right?
May. It's
April, May.
It would be May.
27th of May, yes. Yeah. Alan Chartok said, George Pataki is not going to be president of the United States, and he's not going to be vice president of the United States. Write it down. Sign it in blood.
Okay.
And remember,
do
I said
I have
said
to
so.
Sign it in blood?
No, he'll be the HUD secretary.
Well, yeah. But I mean, you know, Libby, you call it the Republican clown car.
Uh-huh.
You know, I think you discount the fact that a great deal of this country is much more conservative than you or Alan.
Yes.
Me? And I'm the most conservative guy you know.
But at times. But the thing is, there are a lot of people who would take an exception to, just because there are so many candidates right now calling it a clown car.
I agree with you, Ray. Libby was out of line.
No, I'm not saying she's out of line, but I think that painting them all as irrational clowns is not necessarily a wise political strategy for a political
Well, consultant. I'm not worried about them calling me to say, come work for me. So, you know, I mean, these are people who are so far to the right that they're all, I mean, look, Mike Huckabee, Franco Rubio, Scott Walker,
Marco.
You know, they're all
Franco Rubio
Marco
sings
Rubio.
With Loretta Lynn,
right?
At
right.
Times.
You know, they're all lining up to support Josh Duggar. I mean, there's something strange with that equation.
But
I'm
I think
sorry, they are far to the right. They are further to the right than mainstream America.
Okay, dangerous political upsets happen when people paint the opposition with a broad brush that doesn't account for nuance. That's my only point.
I don't think there is any nuance there.
I
think there's nuance when you
get primary is brutal.
Right. Yeah. When you get to Jeb Bush, yes, there might be some nuance. When you look at Rick Santorum, there is no nuance.
You realize that the right looks at the left and says the same thing.
Yeah, I know that.
It's wrong on both counts. Yeah. People are people, and they're much more complex than
they're not clowns, is your point.
That's right. Let's take a break. Roundtable at WAMC.org is the email address. And
they're scary.
Thankfully, there's only 10 minutes left.
Support for WAMC comes from the Wild Center, announcing the opening of Wild Walk, a high line for the forest with treetop views into the natural world. Wildcenter.org for details. Shawangunk Wine Trail, now offering the 2015 Hudson Valley Wine Tasting Passport for tastings at all 14 wineries through August. Gunkswine.com for information. MKC Kitchen and Bath Center, Troy, offering a range of cabinetry, including Showplace wood products, countertops, design services, and showroom, mkckitchens.com. And Albany College of Pharmacy and Health Sciences, offering a bachelor's degree in health and human services for students interested in public health and healthcare policy, acphs.edu.
Tuneful,
hey, could I do a shout out to our buddy Rex Smith?
Oh, really?
Yeah, Rex Smith wrote a wonderful column this weekend about our Colleen O'Connell.
You're kidding me.
No, she did. He did.
Now, which one's Colleen?
You know which one is Colleen. She's
the person
one
who's coordinating
up,
the volunteers the
one,
for the fund drive.
The one who puts
oh,
up
she
with
works
you.
Here.
Yeah.
Ah, okay,
she's
go
the
on.
One who puts up with you.
Yes.
It was a wonderful talking about stages of one's life and how one can reinvent themselves and all of that. I understand. And congratulations, Rex. One more column that we've given you here at WAMC.
Oh, that's nice. So they wrote a column about Colleen O'Connell.
Northeast Public
and Colleen,
Radio.
Colleen, congratulations.
The source
Colleen.
Of Rex Smith columns.
That's you know right. What? She's a really smart and nice lady.
Oh,
and
she's
been
a lawyer,
great,
you know.
Been great addition to this station. And she's a lawyer? So I'll be extra nice to her from now on.
You're the one who said, which one is she?
That was Ray being Ray.
Ray's the one who said, hire a lawyer.
I say that about my kids all the time.
Yeah. In that column, which was kind of pegged off the AARP report a few weeks ago that baby boomers are not saving for the retirement.
Yeah. How can you?
It is very challenging.
Yeah.
He talked to Colleen, but he also mentioned her parents who were in Florida, who are volunteers and very active
themselves.
And having reinvented themselves. So it was an inspiring column, and she was inspiring in it.
Would you expect anything less than our Rex?
Or no. Our Colleen?
Or our Colleen. You know, whatever you say.
Carlene. Mm-hmm. Now, we had Loretta Colleen. Lynn.
We
had Franco Rubio. Carlene Carter.
Carlene, sorry. You know,
check, please. Hey, guess who's here?
Early.
Come on in, Megan.
Guess
who's
here? Megan Finnegan.
We're getting into that kind of loose pre-fund drive mode here where anything goes.
Loose a goose. Oosaloosa.
We call it a program, but we, really, it's whatever. And it's Megan. Hello, Megan.
How's it going, Ray?
So we got the lockbox, right?
Oh, yeah.
So what's happening with it?
Well, people are contributing to it. We got a lot of people contributing online. We're up to $308,463.
How much to go to get to the $375, which we need to get the extra $17,500, $10,000 from Mr. Big, $7,500 from First Niagara Bank?
And how much do we have to go? We have to do $66,537.
Now,
listen,
by when?
By Monday morning.
I want to all set you all up for something. It is conceivable we're not going to make it.
It is.
It is conceivable we won't make it. I don't want anybody to panic. I don't want anybody near a bridge. This is not going to go well unless everybody gets going.
I think we're going to make it.
No, I know. You're always very enthusiastic.
Yes.
Yeah, and I have very little to do with it except to coach and say, please, everybody, understand how important this is.
Yep.
We can do this.
So there are any number of incentives, right? So when you go to the website, WAMC.org, and you click Pledge Now,
right,
everything counts that we raise now until the beginning of the fund drive counts toward that goal, toward the challenge, and then will be counted at the beginning of the fund drive.
It's
a million-dollar fund drive. Yep. So conceivably, we make the challenge, and we get that extra challenge money. We go in almost 400,000, right?
Yep.
That's right. But the real question is, are people getting fed up with the lockbox? It's a great concept. Everybody loved it. But I keep hearing from people saying, I'm holding my money for the real fund drive because I like to hear my name. I like to hear my neighbor's names.
Yeah.
I like all of that. And so there's a certain amount of contest that's going on between these groups. But listen to me. There's no reason you can't do a little something in both. You know what I mean?
Yep.
You could put a little something in now, a little something later.
Yeah, no, it's a figurative. It's not a real lockbox.
Oh,
right?
It is. It's real.
Really?
And in fact, they've been going around with it to various places and bringing the lockbox with them, and you can just stick something into it.
Presumably money.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the, okay. I have nothing more to say. You know, we have 6 minutes to go on the show.
Yep. But to answer your question,
take us out with a song, Megan.
Well, there are a lot of incentives on the website. I mean, we've talked a lot about the personalized water bottle, which is wonderful. But you can get all manner of CDs that we produced, of T-shirts,
of mugs.
Oh, so
there's
a menu
of
drop-down
menu.
Yeah.
Okay, so
there's
at
a
certain
lot of great stuff.
Pledge level, to sound like another state, the sapphire level.
But I don't want to be the stern grandfather here, but I'm telling you, there is only one reason to do it, because this is an important station to you. It's great. We had a call on Vox Pop yesterday, brought tears to my eyes about how important it was.
So how much more do we need?
We need 66,537. And, you know, I read all the comments that people make online when they're doing their pledges.
Yeah.
And I had one that was real funny yesterday. The fellow that said that you would feel better this summer knowing that you had pledged to the lockbox now. And he urged everybody to do it.
Yeah, and I don't want anybody coming up to me and saying,
summer.
That's great, Megan. And I don't want anybody coming up to me and saying, how come you're on the air all the time, you know, doing this money thing? And I inevitably say to them, so did you put anything in the regular fund drive, in the irregular fund drive, in the lockbox?
Yeah.
Did you do that? And they always say,
well, here's the thing.
So, you know, they say that.
Yeah.
We could have some sort of...
Don't be doing that. Don't be saying that to me.
We could have some relaxed chat occasionally as we talk about the lockbox and then get back to regular programming, which is what we've been doing. Or we could have a fund drive that go... Listen, the fund drive ends when we reach the money. So... If you want the fund drive to be shorter, we get back to regular programming. The lockbox is the answer.
Now, somebody's going to get mad at me for
this. Well,
but I'm going to say one more thing.
Uh-oh.
We are scrupulous about to the penny of making this thing, right?
Aren't we,
Megan?
Yep.
I have watched, because I'm a student of this, other places. I'm not naming names. I'm not being bad about it.
No, right now.
But I've watched other places. You never know how much they raise. They won't tell you.
Yeah, you
and
can
they
see
say,
it right on
we're
our
starting on a Monday, and we're ending on a Friday or Saturday, and that's it. That's it. We're not doing any more than that. So we never even know if they made a goal.
Right.
We could. I always wonder, how can they do it? How can they afford? Because to us, that $1 million is budgeted. That's the way we do it. We got plenty of people. If everybody did a little something, we'd be done.
Right.
Thanks.
Well, I got to be honest with you. Thanks, Megan.
All right.
You're free to go.
Thank you.
We didn't get to the immigration decision in the appeals court. We didn't get to the IRS hacking, which really wasn't hacking. It was something.
I'm not sure what that was.
Well, I'll tell you what it was.
Scary.
It was, you know, maybe we'll pick it up tomorrow.
But okay, what was it in a sense?
100,000 users, basically the tax information, they went in, they tried 200,000 times, and they went in and got 100,000 back returns. So the information, the financial returns for 100,000 people.
And then they filed returns.
This is separate, I think. Oh. This is separate.
Oh.
The frightening thing about this was the IRS commissioner says, we're confident these are not amateurs. These actually are organized crime syndicates. Well, that makes
me comforting.
Feel. Yeah, it's very comforting.
Right.
So we didn't really get to that one, and there's so much we didn't get to today because the show kind of got off track today, didn't it?
It had something to do with Loretta Lynn.
Right.
I beg your pardon.
And I apologize.
And your brown eyes being blue.
No,
to
that's
everybody.
The sister.
I know it is.
Yeah, that's the sister.
So we'll, you know what? Tomorrow we'll have more a pith and marrow in the program.
Of what?
More pith and marrow in the program.
P-I-T-H?
Yeah, and marrow. Okay. And the email address here, if you want to complain, roundtable at WAMC. Substance.
Oh, okay.
Substance.
Okay.
Marrow being the stuff in...
That life is made of.
In the bones.
Right.
Right? Yeah. Roundtable at WAMC.org. Send your complaints directly to Alan at WAMC.org. You can also comment on our webpage, WAMC.org/roundtable. Today's post is 5/27/15. Any emails?
Oh,
I can't imagine.
Oh,
we only have about 30 seconds.
Okay, any emails? I can't imagine. Okay. Okay, here goes. Hi, gang. While you're talking about the wonderful Rex Smith, I'm wondering if it's been noted on your show that Michael Schneerson, author of The Contender, described him as rather dashing. He's our own Cary Grant. I do, and I remember that very well. And he is dashing. I've made that point many...
Cary Grant?
No.
Cary Grant.
Okay, and I see, and then yay Libby. I recall the Fireside Theaters where we were all bozos on the
bus. This bus at Fireside Theater.
Yeah, right. Fireside. It said Fireside. And at Fox, it's a runaway train called the Socialist Express.
Mm-hmm.
Adrian the Matman wrote that.
Okay, Matman.
And then Joel says, thanks, Ray. I am not a Republican, but I'm in the center enough to realize that this country is made up of all points of view. One thing that adds to our dysfunction of government is the lack of respect for the opposing party.
That's America to me.
I believe that was aimed at you, Libby.
Frank Sinatra.
Yeah,
right.
I know it was.
Listen, we're done, people. That's it.
There's no more?
No, I'm sorry. We have
done.
To go. Roundtable at WAMC.org. All right, take us out, Hopper.